The S&P was up 4 points and the Dow closed down 49 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Amazon Business, committed to being a digital purchasing solution for businesses so that growing the business is the main focus and not admin and paperwork. Learn about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Taco Zone Catering, your locally owned and operated small business featuring a reimagined menu and expanded catering options for larger parties. Details at thetacozone.com.
It is hot throughout northeast Kansas. It is 97 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:06.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Wherever you're listening, it is hot, pretty much. I mean, even if you're listening online, probably. But in our terrestrial footprint, it is very hot. A variety of excessive heat warnings and heat advisories throughout the region, but for the most part, an excessive heat warning through at least 7 p.m. Wednesday for most of us through 7 p.m. Thursday. Please do take this kind of heat seriously. Drink lots of water. Wear loose, light-colored clothing. Check on your neighbors. Make sure your pets have plenty of water, a shady spot if possible. Bring them inside if all else fails. It really is dangerous. I'm going to talk in more depth about these excessive heat warnings when we get to 3:30 and we have an update of news headlines.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
Coming up on KPR, the aforementioned news headlines. Then we'll get an update on how things are going at the Olympics. Becky Solomon is there, and she'll tell us all about what she has seen. Then Vice President Kamala Harris's background as a prosecutor has at times hurt her standing with her fellow Democrats. But this presidential race could be different. We will find out why coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
This is KPR. It's 3:20.
Support for NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, both KPR 1 and KPR 2. Layla Fadel-Stevenskeep and the return of Jay Schaefer tomorrow. Start off your day with the latest news and more.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 97 degrees in Lawrence, 96 in Topeka. It's 3:30.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Want to do a complete rundown here of the excessive heat warnings and the heat advisories that are in effect. This is kind of a long list, so bear with me. It's just that heat is a killer, and it can be at any rate, and it's not something to take lightly at all. You need to make sure you have a cool place to go. You need to make sure you stay hydrated, stay out of the sun if you can. And you can certainly check your municipal websites to find out about cooling centers and such. We're going to be needing them here in the next few days. We have an excessive heat warning until 7 o'clock Thursday night for the following counties: Anderson, Atchison, Clay, Cloud, Coffey, Dickinson, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Osage, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas. On the other side of the state line, Bates, Cass, Clay, Jackson, and Platte counties. Heat index values up to 114. That is just unsustainable heat. We are not expecting temperatures to drop very low at night. The whole thing generates a lot of stress on your body. So an excessive heat warning for most of the KPR listening area through 7 o'clock Thursday night. We have an excessive heat warning until 8 o'clock Thursday night for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. That does include Cottonwood Falls. That does include Chanute. Heat index values there up to 112. We have a straight-up heat advisory through 7 o'clock tomorrow morning for Brown and Nemaha counties. Those counties will have an excessive heat warning going into effect tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock through 7 o'clock Wednesday night. So a little shorter in duration, but still very serious there. A heat advisory until 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for Doniphan County, Kansas, and for Atchison, Andrew, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri. An excessive heat warning in those counties from 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon through 7 o'clock Wednesday night. And the final two counties included in this are a heat advisory until 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, then an excessive heat warning from 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon through 7 o'clock Wednesday night, then another heat advisory 7 o'clock Wednesday night through 7 o'clock Thursday night for Buchanan and Ray counties. So our friends in St. Joseph need to be aware of that. Partly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing, 20% chance of showers and storms tonight. Very humid, lows only getting down to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high around 100. Heat index values up to 112 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and humid with a low right around 80 degrees. Won't get any cooler than that. It's 3:35.
From NPR News.
Going to get involved. And then American sons and daughters will be directly fighting this war.
Pro-Ukraine Republicans say J.D. Vance's philosophy of restraint is not necessarily going to be Trump's policy. Democrat Kamala Harris supports Ukraine funding, and she too is apparently considering a military veteran as her vice presidential pick. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you where the stories are.
NPR's Morning Edition went to Pennsylvania to hear how people across that state are addressing this public health.
I'm in the back of a car, an EV, an electric vehicle, Chinese made, in China's capital, Beijing. We're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing health care in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you'll hear. Start off your day with the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Stay tuned. We have news headlines coming your way in about 12 minutes. In the next 30 minutes, firefighters are working around the clock to contain the Park Fire in Northern California.
We got resources all up and down the state. I think Nevada probably most likely is here. The federal government's here. It's an army.
We'll have the latest on the massive blaze, plus an update on the Olympics, specifically the U.S. women's basketball team, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies around the state. It is 97 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 4.
And hire candidates, all from one platform. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
NPR and this station are supported by the communities we serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. An excessive heat warning in effect for virtually all of the KPR listening area through 7 o'clock Thursday night. The time is 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
It's 97 degrees in Lawrence, 100 in Emporia. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, lots of other frequencies all around the state. And you can always stream us at kansaspublicradio.org or use the KPR app. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then new details are emerging about the man who tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump.
We believe the subject made significant efforts to conceal his activities.
The FBI also says the gunman's actions show careful planning ahead of the campaign rally. We'll tell you the details coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Wheatfield's Bakery and Cafe, featuring artisan breads baked daily in a wood-fired oven, breakfast and dessert pastries, as well as breakfast and lunch. Located at 904 Vermont Street in downtown Lawrence, online at wheatfieldsbakery.com.
If you depend on NPR for news from around the world, we invite you to check out KPR2. That is Kansas Public Radio's HD channel. You will find news and talk programming there 24/7, including news from the BBC, along with NPR's award-winning news coverage. You can hear KPR2 with an HD radio online at kansaspublicradio.org, with the free KPR app, or in Lawrence over the airwaves at 96.1 FM.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, focused on helping to preserve your most valuable asset. More information about home preservation is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
An excessive heat warning in effect for most of the KPR listening area through 7 o'clock Thursday night. If you're not actively under that warning, you have a different sort of heat warning or heat advisory in effect. It is 420.
Support for NPR
is NPR News.
Hurricane Beryl, Hurricane Sandy, the Thomas Fire. They're among the many big weather events with their own names. Left off the list is extreme heat.
Naming heat waves can absolutely save lives.
We'll hear from scientists who support that idea tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition comes your way. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, a state, regional, and federal depository providing the resources and partnerships necessary for both research and academic success. More information available on social media at KU Libraries.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming up next. I promise I will talk about more than just the terribly hot weather this time around. But just a little bit more. It is 101 degrees in Abilene and 100 in Emporia. It's 4:30.
Some parts of California through the day. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street ahead of this week's Fed meeting on interest rates. Computer chip makers led the market higher after reporting better than expected profits. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Former President Donald Trump has endorsed former State Attorney General Derek Schmidt in the five-candidate Republican Party primary in the 2nd Congressional District of Kansas. Trump said he was impressed that Schmidt was reelected Attorney General in 2016 and 2020 by wide margins. Kansas Reflector reports that five candidates have entered the Republican primary for the seat being vacated by U.S. Representative Jake LaTourneur, who decided against seeing re-election to Congress. Schmidt has consistently led the Republican field by double digits in polling and said he is honored to receive Trump's endorsement. In addition to Schmidt, the other Republican candidates on the August 6th ballot are Chad Young, Matt Ogle, Sean Tiffany, and Jeff Kars. The Democratic Party primary candidates are Nancy Boyda and Matt Kleinman. It's harder for Kansans to access and afford mental health care than residents of most other states, according to a new report by the nonprofit Mental Health America. Kansas rose in the report's overall rankings compared to 2 years ago, but underperformed the national average on health insurance coverage. Eric Littweiler is with the Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas. He says expanding Medicaid could help.
At the end of the day, if an adult needs paid mental health care and they can't get it because we haven't expanded Medicaid yet, then that's just the way it is.
Kansas adults with mental illnesses are much more likely to say they can't see a doctor due to costs than the national average. Kansas youth with depression are also less likely to receive treatment. At the Paris Olympics, Derek Mine of Paola, Kansas, completed his first day of qualifying in the men's trap shooting competition and missed only 3 out of 75 targets. But the co-leaders, Rickard Andersson of Sweden and James Willett of Australia, missed only 1. The top 6 will be moving on to the final. Mine is currently tied for 6th place. Day 2 of qualifying will take place tomorrow. Lows tonight in the mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow, highs around 100 degrees. Excessive heat warnings are in effect throughout the KPR listening area through 7 o'clock Thursday night. You're listening to KPR. It's 4:35.
Support for NPR comes...
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower. Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
However you choose to start off your day, do it with us here at KPR, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the broadcast. Jay Schaefer will be your local host tomorrow.
When your old boat feels like an anchor around your wallet, KPR's vehicle donation program is here for you. We'll take your donated vehicle and use it to fund the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your boat, car, or motorcycle at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, carrying a full line of farm-fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grades of Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com.
In our next half-hour news headlines, the latest on the presidential campaign, and we will talk about why McDonald's has been losing sales. Spoiler alert, it's the cost, and it's all coming up here on KPR. Excessive heat warnings and heat advisories in effect through 7 o'clock Thursday night for pretty much the entire KPR terrestrial listening area till 8 o'clock Thursday night for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, Woodson counties. You get that extra exciting hour of heat warning. It is 10 minutes before 5.
This NPR station.
Hi, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Kyiv, Ukraine. Wherever the story takes us, NPR does whatever it takes to get the story right. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Heat warnings, heat advisories, all in effect throughout the KPR listening area. It is very hot. Take it easy today and stay hydrated. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
It is 96 degrees in Lawrence, 101 in Emporia, 97 in Chanute. It is 5:06.
Our news.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We'll tell you what's going on at the Olympics in Paris, France, as opposed to the ones in Paris, Kentucky, which people aren't attending at all. We will also learn more about J.D. Vance's record as a veteran. Says that he has some regrets about serving in the U.S. Marine Corps. We will find out what they are coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Prairie Moon Waldorf School in Lawrence, Kansas, offering whole child education for preschool through middle school students and working to develop confident, responsible, free-thinking individuals. More information at prairiemoon.org.
An excessive heat warning through 7 o'clock Thursday night for virtually all of the KPR listening area, the exceptions being Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. You have an excessive heat warning until 8 p.m. Thursday. We are expecting heat index values up to around 114. Brown and Nemaha counties, your excessive heat warning gets underway at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Heat advisory for Donovan, Atchison, Andrew Holt, Nottoway counties going into effect at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The time is 5:20.
KPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next. Partly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing, humid, 20% chance of showers and storms. Lows only getting down to the mid-70s tonight. I have more on the weather in a few moments. It's 5:30.
And several other foreign officials have raised serious doubts about the integrity of the Venezuelan election. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. An excessive heat warning is in effect until 7 o'clock Thursday night. All the way through, it will not expire. That is for virtually all of the KPR listening area. Heat index values up to 114. The exceptions are as follows. An excessive heat warning until 8 o'clock Thursday night for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. A heat advisory until tomorrow morning for Brown and Nemaha counties. They then get wrapped into the excessive heat warning through 7 o'clock Wednesday night. We have a heat advisory until 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for Donovan County in Kansas, Atchison, Andrew, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri. An excessive heat warning going into effect there at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, running through 7 o'clock Wednesday night. And a heat advisory until 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and an excessive heat warning until 7 p.m. Wednesday following that. Then back into a heat advisory on Wednesday through Thursday evening. That's for Buchanan and Ray counties, so St. Joe, portions of the Kansas City metro. Be aware that you have those heat advisories in effect. It is going to be dangerously hot. Check with your municipal online resources to find out about cooling centers. Stay cool. Wear loose-fitting, light-colored clothing. Make sure you stay hydrated. Water is best for this. Check on your neighbors. Check on your pets. Pets need lots of water and shade as well. So we will get through this heat together. It is going to be very, very hot for the next several days for most of the KPR listening area. An excessive heat warning through 7 o'clock Thursday night. Former President Donald Trump has endorsed former State Attorney General Derek Schmidt in the five-candidate Republican Party primary in the 2nd Congressional District of Kansas. Trump said he was impressed that Schmidt was reelected Attorney General in 2016 and 2020 by wide margins. It is harder for Kansans to access and afford mental health care than residents of most other states. That is according to a new report by the nonprofit Mental Health America. Kansas rose in the report's overall rankings compared to 2 years ago, but underperformed the national average on health insurance coverage. Eric Littweiler is with the Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas. He says expanding Medicaid could help. Kansas adults with mental illnesses are much more likely to say they can't see a doctor due to costs than the national average. Kansas youth with depression are also less likely to receive treatment. It is 96 degrees in Lawrence. It is 95 in Atchison. It's 535.
From NPR News, this is All Things. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyonce is not only revealing black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. This is Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, along with many other frequencies all around the state. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Coming up, news headlines at 6:01, then a deep dive into what exactly happened in this election in Venezuela. The authoritarian leader there says he won. Opposition, many regional leaders say, no, he didn't. How is this all going to work out? Carrie Kahn will tell us coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
It is still extremely hot. It will continue to be extremely hot for several days. An excessive heat warning till 7 o'clock Thursday night for virtually all of the KPR listening area. Currently 96 degrees in Lawrence. It is 95 in Atchison.
NPR is here for the lifelong learners, the investigators, the curious. It's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It is 96 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 6 o'clock.